Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Aujourd'hui, on va parler un petit peu de culture, plus précisément de cinéma européen, puisque un nouveau festival démarre au début du mois de février à Sydney et à Melbourne, le festival Europa Europa. Comme son nom l'indique, il s'intéresse exclusivement au cinéma européen. Et pour en parler avec nous, nous avons le plaisir d'avoir son directeur artistique, Thomas Caldwell. Bonjour Thomas.
Hello, how are you?
So for the rest of the interview, we're now going to switch to English. So I just said that this festival, Europa Europa, is an entirely new festival. It's the first time it's happening.
Yes, that's right. It's the first edition of what we hope will be an ongoing festival. It's produced by Moving Story Entertainment, which is the company behind things like the Jewish Film Festival and the Children International Film Festival.
All right. And while I looked at the program, there are more than 40 movies that will be shown from more than 40 countries as well. And obviously, there will be a good portion of French language movies from France, from Belgium, from Switzerland as well. Can you tell me more about these movies?
Yes. So the idea behind the festival was to represent as much of Europe as possible. A lot of European cinema does get shown in Australia, but we really wanted to make sure we were representing a lot of those countries that don't often have their films in festivals or in the cinema. Of course, a country like France has an incredible film industry, one of the best in the world, that produces a lot of films. So, you know, French cinema does get represented really well in Australia, but we wanted to select just a handful of really, you know, special and essential French films to celebrate. So we've got a number of French films and French language films in the festival, including our closing night film, which is quite special, a film by a very interesting French auteur, Bruno Demon. Yep. He's one of these filmmakers where you couldn't really describe what kind of film he makes because he seems to reinvent himself every film. It's different every time. And his new film, which will be our closing night film, is actually called France. And it's about a journalist character named France, played by the great Léa Seydoux, who is sort of one of the most exciting actors to come out of France in the past decade or so. And it's a social satire about the way the media both covers the news and the kinds of people who work in the media. She's very much a strong personality who has maybe slight delusional ideas about her importance to politics and the world and her own industry. And it's a film that sometimes feels like parody and satire. Other times it gets quite melodramatic in unusual ways. Other times it's played for laughs, but it's got this very, very vicious kind of satire but behind it all about how the mainstream media creates stories and presents stories. And I think it's one of those films, I saw it a while ago and I still think about it. I'm looking forward to seeing it again because I've got so many questions that I want answered for myself about the film. So it's one of these films that's going to be really rewarding to see more than once.
Yeah, I know this movie came out in France a few months ago and it received a pretty good reception from the public indeed.
Yeah, it's had a great response in France actually. The local French the French critics have praised this film quite highly.
Okay, I don't want to focus only on the French-speaking movies, but are there others that are worth mentioning and that you recommend people go watch?
Yeah, just quickly, if you're in Sydney, we've got a Sydney-only screening of the new film by Gaspar Noé, the Argentinian-French director, who often does very provocative, challenging films. But his new film is Vortex, which is actually almost subdued for him. It's quite a beautiful, sad film about a couple living with dementia, and it's about their decline, which I know sounds like pretty grim subject matter, and it is, but he presents it in a way that's just sort of very just fascinating and visceral, and really in a really cinematic, bold way. So if you're in Sydney, I'd recommend trying to see Vortex. I also want to mention a Belgian film called The Restless, which I really enjoyed. It's about it's about a man who is living with a bipolar condition. So he sort of launches from euphoria to deep depression, and it's very much inspired by the filmmaker's own experiences with a family member living with mental illness. And the film very much focuses on how this affects the family, especially the wife, a woman who really loves this man, but also is, you know, having her patience and tolerance for his behavior pushed to the absolute limit. It's a very sympathetic, beautiful portrait of living with a mental illness and what it's like to live with somebody who has a mental illness and the challenges and complexities that involves.
I'd like to mention as well a movie called Rien à foutre, Zero Fucks Given, with Adèle Exarchopoulos. I love this actress, so I had to mention it. Can you pitch it in a few words?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that one. And I watched the film simply because she was in it too. I think she's wonderful. She plays a flight attendant. It's almost weirdly nostalgic watching a film that's mostly set on planes, since so many of us haven't been able to go onto a plane recently. But she's this very cold, sort of disciplined flight attendant. And for a lot of the film, we just see her going about her rituals of how she prepares behind the scenes and what she does in her personal life. You know, she lets off a lot of steam when she's not presenting her professional, cold, detached image as a professional attendant. And so it's sort of a really interesting fly in the wall of the life of a flight attendant. And then towards the second half of the film, we discover that she's masking a lot of personal pain. And we see how she's been repressing that and then starting to channel that. And it becomes quite a really warm, emotional, beautiful film by the end. Really surprising film. She's amazing in it. Definitely one I'd recommend people see.
All right. And well, let's not be too chauvinistic. It's a European festival, so there are also movies from, from Spain, from Eastern Europe, from Scandinavia, from England. If there were two or three other movies in different languages that are absolutely not to miss, what would you recommend?
I would really highly recommend The Innocents, which is a Norwegian language film. But this is very much one for the fans of horror and thrillers. It's a supernatural horror about kids one summer who discover they have telekinetic powers. And being kids, they don't always channel these powers in appropriate ways, and they get overcome with rage and jealousy. It's a long time since I've watched a horror that I've been genuinely frightened by about what's going to happen, because really nobody is safe in this film. Some of it's quite shocking. I watched a lot of it between my fingers. But if you're a fan of horror, then I think The Innocents is one of these films you're going to be hearing about for decades as one of the essential films of this era. So don't miss that. Our opening night film is The Souvenir Part 2, Joanna Hogg's new film, which I'd also really strongly recommend. We're also showing the original Souvenir film, which she made in 2019. They're both autobiographical films about her as a young woman in England. And the lead actor who's playing her is Tilda Swinton's daughter. And Tilda Swinton also acts in the film as the mother of the character. So that's quite a nice touch. But look, if you haven't seen the first Souvenir film, or maybe you didn't care for it, the good news is the second one is quite a separate film that works on its own. And it's quite funny. It's actually got a real droll sense of humour, very self-reflexive, a sort of a great film about the artistic process and the kind of things a young woman has to deal with in an industry dominated by a lot of male ego.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Caldwell. I'm now going to give the practical information for the festival. Ça commence donc le 4 février, ça dure jusqu'au 27, ça se passe à la fois à Sydney et à Melbourne. Tous les films seront projetés dans trois cinémas, les Classic Cinema et le Lido Cinema à Melbourne, le Ritz à Sydney. Et en termes de billetterie, un ticket unique est vendu $23 pour les adultes. On peut aussi acheter un pass 10 places à $175. Ça permet de baisser un petit peu le prix. Et puis, Mr. Caldwell, we hope you'll have a great festival and that'll be successful and it becomes a regular event.
Thank you. We hope so too. Merci.
Merci à vous. Bonne journée.